Welcome everyone to the eSpot, the hottest podcast made just for you. I am Miss E, your hostess, and today we're gonna have some fun talking about different kinds of sexiness. Yay! Okay, enough. I'm sorry, guys and girls. I was just kidding. But it's actually because of the topic. I mean, why am I moaning right now? Why am I talking like this? Like in the GWA audios. Well, that's because I'm gonna talk about things that are sexy and not mainstream, but think that people think that is sexy. So let's start. Well, different kinds of sexiness. Well, baby, I know that each kind of sexiness, each thing that you consider sexy is different. Okay, but I am talking about more non-mainstream things. I mean, what is mainstream in sexiness? A red dress, red tie dress, silk stockings and lingerie and high heels and makeup, red lipstick and some smoky eyes, and that look like a dominatrix and stuff. Well, guys, and guys in the suit, guys in a suit, so powerful, so looking at you like I'm gonna do for you. Well, this is a mainstream kind of sexiness. Okay, that's a thing that when you ask someone and you say, okay, so let's think about a sexy person, probably he or she will give you some clue just close like this. So different kind of sexiness is just about it. I am talking about it because everyone has a different kind of sexiness. You don't need to dress like a femme fatale. I don't know if I said it right, okay, so sorry. There are girls that they say, oh yes, but I dress like a dude and they are sexy as fuck. So it's really okay. I mean, it's not just about what you dress, about your behavior, but about what you think is that sexy on you. I mean, you don't need to have the soft moan voice. You just need to be yourself. You need to be confident with yourself and know that you and your sexiness are different. And this is good. This is a good thing. I am quoting here Jessica Rabbit, okay? So if you didn't watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit yet, so you better watch because it's a great movie. So Jessica Rabbit is, I believe you already at least saw it, she's really, really sexy. She is a woman, she's strong, like a big boobs and big booty, but a tiny waist, and she has long red hair, and she has a really big lips, and she dresses, I believe that her dress is inspired on Veronica Lake and Rita Hayworth. Yes, that's it. Veronica Lake was Mother Hair, and Rita Hayworth, Gilda, actually Gilda, was the dress inspiration. So that's how she is. She's incredibly, incredibly sexy. And she talk like her voice is like she is always horny. She always talk like this, and she says, oh no, oh no, that's her desperation. I mean, girls, She's almost coming. Well, and well, she is very, very sexy. I love. It's one of my favorite characters. And she's in the taxi with Eddie Valiant, and then the girl is married to a rabbit, but I mean an actual rabbit, okay, with bunny ears and stuff, a bunny. And he's really, really clumsy and really, really funny. And Eddie Valiant ask her, why did you marry the guy? I mean, why did you marry the rabbit? You can have all men in the world. And she says, he makes me laugh. So that's it. I mean, maybe a funny guy that is not he's not a beauty standard, or not even close of a mainstream beauty. He's funny and he makes us laugh and he makes us feel sexy, and then they are sexy for us because they make us laugh. So that's it. I really love funny guys. I really, really do. I mean, when a guy makes me laugh, I just love it, and I think this is sexy. A good humored guy. And, well, we have a lot of things. I mean, we have fetishes, because fetishes turn things sexy. I mean, we have a different kind of sexy, or fetish, and different kinds of sexiness into it. For example, I'm gonna give you examples of things that we do daily that are really safe for work, and you can do or wear near a church or inside a church, and it's okay, but people think it's sexy. For example, smoking. I mean, smoking, you just go to somewhere and to a tobacco shop and you buy some cigarettes. But there are people that loves girls and guys smoking. I mean, they can watch a video on YouTube about a girl smoking. I know, because I follow one of them, and she's very, very sexy. I just like her. It's not a fetish for me, but the guys just, you know, just stroke watching a girl smoking. Yes, and it's not a porn, it's on YouTube. And maybe some a little cute clothes, like bunny t-shirts, and or maybe some tomboy girls. People think are sexy. So there are different kinds, you know, different kinds of sexiness. What I'm telling here is that everyone has the sex appeal, but it's not the same for everyone. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like I can dress a red tie dress and look funny, and a girl can wear the same dress and look sexy. I am a vintage girl, so I can wear my really, let's say, rockabilly clothes and my headscarf, and maybe someone just wear it, and the guys or the girls looking just like, okay, so maybe is it Halloween, because you are under a costume. Not with not with lack of respect, but it's just not like you, it's not you, okay, that's what I mean. The sexiness is not the same for everyone. That's why we have fetishes, we have kinks, because everything can be sexy, can be different for everyone, and we have just different levels of this. So, what makes you sexy? I mean, what just makes you sexy? What is so special about you that makes you sexy, makes people desire you? Okay, that's what I'm talking about. For me, for example, I think that my sexiness comes from my funny, and maybe my ability to moan when I talk, but it's just a thing that I do, and it's more acting because I don't talk like this always, right? Well, maybe just a little. And well, I know people that think that when I eat ice cream, when I have an ice cream, they think that I eat it sexy. So that's a different thing. I mean, eating an ice cream is really safe for you. Just go to somewhere and buy an ice cream and eat it, but maybe you eat in a sexy way. I never saw myself eating an ice cream. Maybe I should record it. So, I'm actually talking about a little bit about the sex, the mainstream sexiness. We have a bunch of things for girls, but a lack of things for boys. I mean, you have lingerie, you have dresses, you have high heels, you have makeup, you have a lot of things to make a girl sexy. And for guys, you have suits and boxers. And that's it. What? I mean, you don't have anything that is really, really sexy. We have funny things, like the elephant or the turkey underwear. I mean, it's not sexy. It's really, really funny. And you just, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Don't have a lot of things for guys. And guys, sometimes they ask me, I'm gonna, you know, date a sexy girl. How can I be? How can I do? What can I wear? What am I gonna do? And I tell them, okay, so, well, you can be yourself, you can wear your clothes, that's why you are dating, because you are yourself. But if you want to be sexy, just put some beautiful underwear and maybe something happens. I don't know. So, I mean, people are different, okay? People are really different. And you can be sexy in your own way. We can see it on GWA. I mean, we have a bunch of voices, a bunch of behaviors, a bunch of subjects, topics, and different kinds of tags and audios. We have dark audios. We have really cute audios. We have really funny audios. We have a lot of things that make everything sexy. I mean, not so long ago, JM Delphi, she challenged a lot of people, and I was in the challenge to make the mundane sexy. And we had, you know, some funny texts and some things. I was challenged to make a sexy enema instruction. Yes, and I did it. I never heard because I couldn't stop laughing after I finished. I was about 40 minutes left, still laughing. I really couldn't stop. I stopped a little bit and I started to laugh again. So it was really, really long. And the point is, I received a lot of DMs about this animal stuff, and guys, mostly guys, saying that they were turned on with that. And well, if an animal can be sexy, maybe everything can be sexy, okay? So that's it, that's what I'm talking about. Everyone has a different kind of sexiness. It's not because it's funny that can't be sexy. Maybe the funny is the sexy. And it's not because even is cat that isn't sexy. There are fetishes for that, okay? So I'm not kink shaming anyone. Just, I mean, for me, it's almost impossible to be sexy, but I know a bunch of guys that love scat. So that's it. I mean, everyone and everything can be sexy. You don't need to be attached or on the mainstream sexiness, on the high heels, on the red dress, on something that maybe is not you, okay? Just to be considered sexy. Alright, so that's it. Now, I'm gonna call a special guest. Yes, she is very, very sexy. And we're gonna have some fun with her. So wait a little bit there that I'm calling my sexy special guest today. Just a second. We are back here with my special guest today, and this is her Switch and Bitch. Is that right?
Yes.
Hey! It's a little bit hard for me because of my mother tongue, but I got it. Yes. So, Switch, today we are talking about sexiness, actually, different kind of sexiness. So, before I called you, I was talking to my listeners, and I told that we have different things, different kinds of sexiness, and they can be a lot. That's why we have kinks and fetishes, because they are sexy in a certain way. But we have more than just a girl in a red tie dress or a guy in a suit, something like this. So what do you think about different kinds of sexiness?
Different kinds of sexiness. Yeah, I would agree that there's a lot of different types. I've actually been talking about this with some friends recently, and about how it seems like there's more ways for like women to be overtly sexy than men. You know, women, there's like lingerie and, you know, like a lot of fantasies and stuff, and men, they don't really have that as much.
Yeah.
Like we were trying to figure out what the male equivalent of lingerie is. it's kind of hard to come up with something that's like, you know, a direct one-to-one comparison. I think the best we came up with was like a suit.
Yeah, a suit I think is always sexy. I really like it. But yes, you said something really, I mean, when we talk about lingerie for girls, we say, oh, okay, so we have corset, we have a lacy bra, velvet panties, we have a bunch of things and colors and stuff, and they are all really sexy. And you talk, okay, so sexy underwear for men, boxers, and that's it.
Yeah.
So you don't have it, right?
Yeah, I mean there's like silk boxers, I guess, but even that's kind of, you know, it's not really the same.
Yeah. No, really, but also we have different ways to of sexiness, but I am talking more in a physical way, okay? Because I know that, oh, being smart, being polite can be sexy, but it's not about behavior. It's really about something that you see or that you feel that is more visual experience than the behavior. And so, I mean, you can be funny and sexy. It's just like phrasing Jessica Rabbit. That's when Nettie Valiant asked her, why did you marry the rabbit? And she says, well, he makes me laugh. So that's a thing. What do you think about something different that is not that considered sexy, but you think is sexy?
Yeah, I think I tend to go more for like a cute a lot. Like I think, you know, if somebody's being kind of like adorable, I find that kind of sexy, whereas a lot of people I think prefer like you know something a little like spicier, I guess.
Yeah, the cute is really I think the cute is for me is such a turn on. I just can't handle when someone is cute and is adorable. Yes, for me it's just like okay, so yeah, that's true. And well, we on GWA we have I think mostly guys are always rough and they are the favorites. And the girls are the sweetest and they are the favorite, as I say, as I see. It's not a competition or anything. I'm just saying that some things what the public most like. And yes, the cute thing is a thing that not everyone just or admit it or just like, but is really sexy. And for me personally, the funny is really sexy. I mean, a guy that makes me laugh, oh my god, please take me. So it's something really really different. I have some questions for you that is about the topic too. Okay, that's our interview. And I'm going to start to ask some things, so feel free to answer whatever you want, okay? We're talking about different kind of sexiness, and I want to know what is your special sexiness? What makes you sexy? I mean, you in a way that only you can be.
Well, in a way that only I can be. I don't know. I think that there's, I'm sexy in different ways. Probably in some ways that are a little different than maybe people on GWA would expect. I think in real life, I definitely fall more into the cute category, like behavior wise. But I think honestly, the thing that like draws people in a, you know, like in terms of like hitting on me and things like that, is just showing interest and like in their hobbies or, you know, like games they like to play or things like that, or just, you know, them as a person, more than anything. I don't know. I think that that's something a lot of people actually really, you know, they appreciate. But I think it's also kind of sexy whenever you, you know, like you have something that is kind of maybe you can't share with a lot of people, just because like maybe there's just not a lot of people that are interested in it, or maybe you're kind of embarrassed or whatever. And I think that, you know, even if it's not something that I'm really familiar with, that I can still kind of normally get into it. I don't know.
Well, it's a thing. Right. It's really, really a thing. I like, I think that everyone has its special sexiness that is, let me say, I always say that if each person is like a cake, you know, you just have this, have that, and you just mix it all together and boom, that is a unique person. So as most we can be in the same place, wearing the same lingerie, you will have a behavior with that, and I will have another. So that's what makes we specials. And I want to know, what do you think that is sexy in other people? I mean, what attracts you, like you say that, wow, this is really, really sexy.
I agree with you about the humor thing. If somebody can make me laugh, I tend to really go for that. And just someone that, like, you feel, like, if I feel really comfortable around someone, too, like, I think that that makes it easier to be attracted to, but, like, I think that's attractive, you know. And more of, like, a physical sense. I think, like, button-down t-shirts, or not t-shirts, but button-down shirts, you know, whenever they get, like you roll up the sleeves and, you know, like, and do the top couple buttons like that. I think that's really sexy.
Wow, that's a good choice. did you found a new kink or fetish or something that you just think is sexy on GWA that you didn't know before or didn't notice before?
Definitely, yeah.
What? Tell us.
Well, you know, I do mostly femdom stuff on GWA, and that was something that I always kind of knew was there. Like, I knew that, you know, like, that was a part of me, that I had, like, a more dominant side. But it wasn't really something that I had explored a lot or felt, like, really very comfortable with. And I think GWA has definitely brought that out. I also, one of the first audios I listened to on GWA had the good girl tag. And I thought that that was something that would, like, really kind of weird me out at first. But now I'm really into that.
So you're a good girl too.
Yes.
Wow, that's good. That's really good, because particularly I am a brat, so I like the good girls. And this is really interesting. Yes, really. GWA bring us some things about us, and is really, really interesting, because just sharing too, when I am in BDSM lifestyle and community for 14 years now. Yes, it's a long time. And when I joined the GWA, I saw all those femdom and mdom, and I was like, oh my god, so this is my place. And I just found a lot of things, and I found actually it's not a fetish of mine, but I must say that lately I have someone that is writing special scripts for me, and are all the mommy-dom, and I am really liking this. I mean, when I'm voicing it, it's not a kink, as I said, for me. I can't play like this. I tried, but it's not my thing. But when I am voicing that, I really enjoy it. So yeah, it is really interesting. We found out some things about us, even, right? And so do you have any kink or fetish? Kink or fetish, or both too, because they are different, that it's your favorite?
That's my favorite.
You can list if you don't have if you don't have only one, don't worry.
I mean, I like the BDSM stuff, obviously. I'm a switch, so I like being on. I like being submissive. I like being dominant. I like being tied up. I like being spanked. That kind of stuff. But you know, honestly, that stuff seems almost like tame by GWA standards. I'm trying to think if I have anything that's like really kind of out there, but I'm not coming up with anything.
Oh, but they're good things. I mean, especially for me, especially this spanking. I really can't help someone. I have a friend that is a dom, and he always say, he said me, good morning, and then a spanking gif, and I say I'm gonna kill you someday, but he always do it, and he said, hey, good morning, so. Today is in Portuguese, he said to me, so today is the day that I'm gonna spank you. I answer, hey, yo, you wish. Okay. It's hard to hold myself. It's the same thing. And I want to know, well, the question that I think that everyone wants to know is, how did you find the GWA, and why, what made you join?
Right. So I had already been listening to ASMR before I found GWA. And I think, like a lot of people, you know, and I used it to fall asleep a lot too. And, you know, every once in a while, you know, none of it was like sexy ASMR or anything, but, you know, every once in a while you'd come across a voice that, you know, was pretty sexy. And that was always nice. But I never really went out of my way to like find an erotic or like erotic audios or anything. It didn't occur to me for some reason, really, that was out there. And then one day I was looking for kind of like a specific type of voice for like an ASMR. And so I was like looking around and I stumbled across Pillow Talk, actually. And then I noticed that it had a not safe for work counterpart. And I was like, well, even better. and then it took me a while before I started posting. I just kind of lurked for like, I don't know, maybe 2 months. And I don't really know what the turning point was exactly, but I just felt like, you know, I'd always been really into like, you know, theater and acting and that sort of stuff. And so to me, the creative aspect was really appealing. And I kind of wanted to see, like, if I could do it, I guess. and so I actually started, I recorded a couple of like trial audios that I never posted anywhere because they're terrible, but but yeah, so like I did that actually for a little bit before I actually got verified and everything. And even like when I got my verification, I still was thinking like, oh, I'll just, you know, it was like, I'll do this so that like I have the verified flair, or, you know, maybe I'll write scripts or something. I still at that point wasn't thinking like, okay, I'm definitely going to do this, you know? But I think a lot of it too was just, I realized that there was a community aspect. You know, I stumbled across GWA Backstage and things like that. And I realized that, you know, it wasn't just like a porn archive. It was, it was a community too. And I kind of just wanted to be a part of that, I guess.
Yeah.
Really interesting. And may I ask you, do you remember who was the first that you listened to on GWA?
I do. But sadly, that person isn't around anymore.
Aww.
They deleted. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that, well, Nikhil has a perfect script for that situation.
Oh, yeah.
I voiced this one. And it's so sad when they delete and, let's pray. So maybe he come back. It's good. It's really good. I must say that my first one was The Carnivore. He was on YouTube. Yes, and I was working, I still remember this. I was working and I was looking for some ASMR, but I already liked the erotic ones. My favorite on YouTube, well, he's not a GWA, unfortunately, I would love it, is Gael Force, the Irishman. I love Irishes. And I just saw The Carnivore, and I remember that I was working, and I was listening, and then I was, oh, so cute, oh, he's so concerned, oh, so, what is he doing now? And, the thing just started, and I was like, oh my god, luckily I work alone, so... It was really interesting. Yes, the ASMR, I think, is the open door for GWA in a certain way.
Certainly.
Yes. So, let me ask you, do you have any favorite kind of audio to listen and to record? You can say any, or a favorite tag or a favorite specific kind of audio.
Yeah, I think for recording, for me, the most fun ones are femdom. I think that they're a lot of fun to record, especially, you know, I thought when I went into this that I would be recording more like submissive audios, or if I did some femdom stuff, it would be like all really gentle and like, you know, that has not necessarily been the case. I don't know. It's kind of fun to do the like slightly, you know, like a little darker stuff sometimes to play the villain, I guess, is what I was even saying. In terms of listening, I think I pretty much listen to, it falls into kind of two groups. I like to listen to audios where the performer is submissive, and I like those to be kind of cute and, you know, cuter voices and, you know, like more kind of cuddly and just adorable. And then I like to listen to ones where the performer is, sorry, my voice is kind of, where the performer is dominant. And those, I don't go for the gentle dom stuff so much with those. I tend more towards, I mean, it's nice every once in a while, but I think overall I listen to kind of rougher stuff.
Yeah, it's good. I like the, particularly, I like the rough MDOM to listen, but if dom is rough with me, he's just so fucked up. He never get anything from me. And about your fandoms, I must say, okay, that your script feel by of the Sorceress and the Thief was really, really amazing.
Thank you.
Really, I was listening and I was just, oh my god! I was like, yay, do it! It was really really, really amazing. Guys and girls, just listen to it. Listen to all, but this one, this is, I think it's my favorite right now. Of yours, I think it's my favorite right now. So, let me ask you, well, when do you feel sexier? I mean, maybe some specific day, or maybe when you wear specific clothes. When do you feel really sexier, just like, I can fuck the world?
I think definitely when I'm kind of more dressed up. It's kind of hard to feel sexy when you're like sitting around in sweatpants, you know. When I'm like going out somewhere and I'm, you know, have makeup on and I'm wearing like an outfit that I like, then I tend to be more vava voom, I guess. I don't know. I think, you know, since this is GWA, you know, whenever you get comments and stuff, it's kind of nice because then you're like, oh yeah, like I'm, I don't know. It's an ego boost, you know? And then you feel sexy.
Well, we are there for that, right? I mean, we are there for be sexy. Make people feel that we are sexy. Well, actually make people come, but it's related, okay? We can't deny. It's a good, good, great thing. Yeah, when we dress up and stuff, we really feel. And what is your favorite move when you flirt with someone? What do you like to do? How do you flirt? It's just like Joey saying, how are you doing?
Oh, man. I don't know. I guess I like to do kind of, you know, like I like play, like to play on words, sort of, you know, wordplay and in like jokes, that sort of thing is normally more my strategy. I wait for them to say something that's like a, you know, like a setup, I guess, for a joke, and then, you know, like a kind of like a flirty joke, I guess.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't really know. I tend to just like smile a lot and kind of act like a dork, I guess.
Oh, it is a move. I am always so flirty when I am talking to people, but in real life, I'm just so hello, ooh, so. it's really sweet. I mean, really, when we smile, I think that people just, we have different smiles. So when we smile, that we like, I wish you right now in my bed, the person will notice, right?
Yeah.
I hope so. And or do you have any unusual or, any unusual kink or fetish that you think that is mostly, like people say that, well, is this a kink? Is this a fetish?
Not that I can really think of. I think, I don't know. I mean, I have some things that, like, every once in a while you stumble across something where you're like, okay, that's kind of nice, and I don't really know why, but I don't know that I have, like, have a kink, really, that, like that. I think most of that stuff kind of depends on just, it's kind of more like an in the moment sort of thing. I can't think of anything too unusual. Sorry.
Sexiness means different things to different people. Is there one defining thing that everyone can call sexy, in your opinion? That everyone in the world is just like, okay, I agree, this is sexy.
Probably not. I think different things appeal to different people. But, that's a really interesting question. I mean, there's definitely some things that are more universal. I think I'd have a hard time finding somebody who was, like, turned off by, like, you know, lingerie or something, like, you know, or, but maybe just, I, you know, here's one that we were talking about, I guess, with smiles. I don't think I've ever met somebody who was like, I hate those, they're terrible, you know, like, I think everybody thinks smiles are, like, kind of sexy.
They're attractive at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, maybe the smile is a thing that everyone just agreed that at least is attractive. And what non-erotic things can people do that makes them sexy in your opinion? Just really non-erotic, like, I don't know, write something. What do you think?
A non-erotic thing that's sexy. I think just, yeah, like, well, I don't know if it's sexy though. Things that make me just like sort of attracted to a person, I guess. Just showing interest. And you, you know, making like lots of eye contact, that sort of thing. But I don't know if that's like sexy, you know what I mean? Yeah, I can't think of anything. I'm sorry. It's one of those things that just sort of like hits you, like, you know, whenever it happens. You know, like you're like at a party or something and somebody does something and you're like, well, that was unexpected.
Yeah. Wow. But there are a lot of things. I mean, I have a friend, a personal friend in real life, that he sometimes takes me to eat pasta because he thinks it's sexy.
Pasta.
Yeah, I always say that, oh my god, what are you doing? And he, well, the way you know, just round the spaghetti on the fork and eat it, and I'm okay, well, I'm eating for free though, I don't care. But yes, there are some things that people can do that may be sexy, right?
Yeah, I think maybe, especially like, you know, back in my college days more, you know, like doing a shot or, you know, like drinking, I feel like there's like a sexy way to do it and a not so sexy way to do it. Like, but you know, like we've all seen like a gif or something of like a woman, like downing a shot really quickly and like, well, like, maintaining eye contact and stuff, and then somebody being like, wow, that was so hot or something, you know. that's really the only thing I can think of.
Well, smoked too is a non-erotic stuff. I mean, people smoke, and a lot of guys and girls, especially guys, they think that girls smoking sexy. Yeah, there are a lot of things that if we imagine that are non-erotic, there are totally safe for work, and people think that, yeah, it's interesting. So we're getting, oh my god, this will crop because I just stuck it up. Come back. Okay, so. We are now heading to the end. Oh, it was so fun. And I always ask everyone if you have any message for your hostess, that's me, and for the public. You can drop one message for all of us, or one for me and one for the public, as you wish.
Well, I guess thanks for having me. And I guess to anyone who listens, thanks for listening. Stay awesome.
This is great. This is great. Thank you, Kay, for accepting being here with us. Was really, really sweet. It was really cute and was really sexy. Okay, so everyone, I'm gonna drop here. Do you have a subreddit? You have, right? Yes,
I
yes,
do.
You do. Yes. You do. Yes, it's here with me, but I am just reading the questions until now. And I will drop your subreddit. So everyone, just go and listen to all, because it's a wonderful work. Okay, especially please listen to Sorceress, because I just love this and I want everyone just listening to this. And thanks for being here with me. I appreciate so much, and thank everyone that is listening now the e-spot. Okay, so next week we're gonna have a different person and a different topic that is I still have to confirm, because my special guest just vanished, I think. He's not deleted, but he vanished. I'm gonna haunt him. Really. And so was really nice to have you, and I hope in the future we have you again here with another topic, right?
Right.
So bye-bye everyone, this was the e-spot, the hottest podcast made just for you, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.